I need the picture of the hog, Derek.
I'll get you the picture of
the hog.
Give me
the hog. Oh, it's got the cuts of meats. We got it all wrong.
It's Facebook time. I'm your host this week, Derek, with my lovely co-host, Mr. Bulby, Will.
Hey, everybody.
And we have Carl Weezer himself.
Slap, Anthony. Slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
Bulby.
It's Bulby.
So, you can tell we were joking around about Jimmy Neutron before this, because we all know the best character on that show was Bulby.
Bulby.
So, yeah. And we all know Bulby's from Mississippi, which is the state that we're going to be doing tonight. So,
what's your state most well known for? Oh, for Bulby.
Bulby, the guy from Mississippi.
Do you maybe want to just start that over?
No, I like that too much. So, we're going to be Mississippi tonight, the fan favorite of everyone in the United States. Everyone knows it's the 20th state, so that's pretty cool. Bulby knows it's his number one state.
I didn't know that it was the 20th state.
It's the 20th state, guys.
Wow.
I thought it was one of the original 13.
One of the original 13. I think that's far out west.
No, I didn't actually think that. Just want that much to be known.
So this week on Florida Lightning Round, we're going to have some fun. Starting off this week, we're going to do the Florida man who really wanted cream cheese. Florida man pulled gun at Starbucks over cream cheese.
Does Starbucks have cream cheese?
I'm assuming they have bagels,
yes.
Right?
They have bagels.
Maybe it was the last thing of cream cheese. Because I imagine that they give you probably like one of those little cups of cream cheese. Sure. So.
That are far too frozen for you to actually do anything with.
Yeah, and then they give you a plastic knife, which you then shatter upon realizing how frozen the cream cheese actually is. Maybe that's also why he pulled it.
That might do it for me, honestly, some days.
Derek, real quick, did you introduce us going to Florida, or...
I mean, I think by now we all know we're getting on that plane after we say what state we're in.
We have a system.
I think the system at times can be, you know...
Now TSA's pissed because I'm just trying to walk right through without checking my luggage.
The system is broken, but we still have to adhere to it.
That's true. Hi, everyone. We left Mississippi to drive over to Florida.
Oh, we drove now.
We didn't even have to fly this time. It was so close. So, yeah. We're back in Florida. For our second article, we're going to go into... Man with Florida tattoo on forehead arrested for misuse of 911. Marijuana possession.
Wait.
Yeah, do you think it says Florida in like big block letters? Or do you think it's the state?
I wish it was the letters.
Oh, I've seen this man in my Florida man scrolling.
He's got a penis on his forehead.
Largely. It is a rather phallic state.
Set real low too. I mean, the bottom of Florida really gets down into the start of his nose there.
That man has so much forehead real estate above him that you might be able to hide this partially with a hat had you put it higher. But no, it is.
I think the only way you fix this is you get the rest of the 50 states tattooed above it.
Or
at least the East Coast.
It just goes past your hairline. It's just way up there.
It's true.
I mean, yes, I believe that like Michigan and Maine, those types of states will be into the hairline, but I think the majority will be right in the center.
You just gotta shave them bald. Shave them bald real quick. Tattoo the rest on with very defined lines, and then let him grow his hair back.
Or the states just get disproportionately smaller as you climb up
like
the,
that as well.
The forehead.
Well, the little tragedy of the story is Florida is by far one of the east states. So California is going to be on the backside of his head.
It's true.
If we do it by size.
Right, but Maine still sticks out in front of Florida a little
bit. Yeah, I mean, you'll have half the United States here, and then only half coming and wrapping his head.
Texas is going to just hook his ear real well.
It might just be his ear.
I mean, that might work out pretty well, actually. He might have been doing himself a favor by offsetting it like this. Otherwise, you would have had Florida in one eye and Texas in the other eye.
This man had a plan, is what we're saying. Was it poorly thought out? Yes, but a plan.
What a plan. Florida woman accused of screaming political profanities ringing bell at 5 a.m. each day.
Why would you do that? I don't care what you're shouting. Really, you could be shouting, I have donuts, come and get them. If you're
the
ringing
British
a bell at 5
coming.
In the morning,
the British
I'm
are coming.
Gonna throw a rock at you.
Could you imagine the British are coming and just ringing a doorbell at 5 in the morning? Like, the British!
Guys! Guys, the British!
Wrong century! Florida woman stabs sister with EpiPen because she's allergic to drunks.
That's not... Maybe she just always makes that joke that, like, oh, I'm allergic to... Wait, you say drugs or...
Drunks.
Like drunk people? Yeah.
Drunk people.
Okay, so that I'm hearing it correctly. Maybe she always makes that joke that she's allergic to drunk people, and finally her sister just couldn't take it anymore and decided to actually stab her with the EpiPen.
I like to think of a reverse scenario where her sister is the one that's drunk, and she says, I'm allergic to drunk people, weaponizing the EpiPen against the drunk sister.
It hits herself. Right in the head. All right.
Derek, where do you think an EpiPen goes in?
Probably the left or right ear. I mean, it's the biggest hole that's not a sex hole.
I hated that. I hated that description. What's wrong with you?
Florida metal musician turns uncle's skeleton into Skelecaster guitar.
Skelecaster?
His uncle?
I'm wondering... Yep. I get where skeleton and case come in. What does skur come from?
From Florida.
Skelecaster. Yeah.
Skur.
Skur, mother fur. Yeah. So your uncle passes away. And you're like, this will be a good case for my guitar. And now it's made out of skeleton pieces.
But what is a caster? Like a keister?
Did you just take a normal guitar case and glue the pieces?
That's what
onto
I wanted.
It?
This is some bad macaroni art.
I don't want to know, guys. I'm not looking this one up because it sounds
bad. I think
bad.
You got to look this one up because there's no way that a guitar fits inside of a skeleton.
I want this to belong on awful taste, great execution.
Oh, it's much worse.
He's found it.
Oh, okay. My goodness. Oh, my God. This is bad. All right. You guys can describe what you're about to see.
Fantastic. Can't wait. That's about what I expected. Except no, it's not.
No, not at all. It's not a guitar case. He made a guitar out of it.
Yeah.
So is the caster the main body of a guitar?
It could be.
I don't know enough about musical anatomy.
Well, I know anatomy of a human torso, and that's apparently now a guitar.
Anatomy. Google with Will. It's been a while.
Uh-huh.
Now let's find out.
Where are the strings? Anatomy.
I think it's like electronic.
You still need strings.
Yeah, you still need the strings.
It's buttons. You just go.
You got the head. You got the tuning keys. You got the nut, the neck, the frets, the fingerboard, position markers, body, pick guitar or pick guard.
Yeah, no, that's a caster.
No, sound hole, pickups, pickup selector switch. Volume/tone controls, saddle, bridge, output jack. None of those sound like caster to me.
No, now you're right.
Though sound hole is my favorite guitar atomical term.
Well, I think it's like there's different styles of guitars. I think that's
yeah,
where
it has the breakdown
from.
Between acoustic and electric. Like, an electric guitar has an output jack, but an acoustic guitar
has a sound hole. Like, actual names of, like, the body style.
Ah.
Like, of electric guitars, you have different names, and I can't think of any off the top of my head, but...
Sounds like you're making that up, then.
That's fine. Well, he does that. We're going to go to the next Florida one. Florida man tries for days to get large iguana out of his toilet.
I hear iguanas are a real problem down there, especially when it gets cold.
And they're in your toilet, apparently? Sounds bad.
They gotta maintain their body temperatures.
That just sounds awful. When you take a shit and there's just a large iguana wrapping around your poo.
I don't think you know how iguanas work.
Are they like a snake with legs?
No, they don't do a whole lot of wrapping.
Sorry, what was the name of the skeleton thing that he chose again?
Skelecaster?
Is this one of those types of guitars that you were trying to think of?
Skelecaster.
Caster.
As in Stratocaster is one of the body styles.
I don't know guitars.
That does actually sound like something that is familiar to my brain. That's very good. Terrifying image, though.
Absolutely terrifying. And for our final one, Florida man steals entire stacks of lottery tickets, returns new clothes to steal safe.
Returns in new clothes to steal safe? New
clothes to steal safe.
Oh, makes sense. I thought he was returning new clothes to then steal.
Yeah, this is how I will pay you for the lottery tickets I stole.
Here's clothes. Put in safe. So that was our fun jaunty tune through musical education and the state of Florida. So I need to get paid for my new music lessons because I apparently don't know what a guitar is.
We need to learn guitar anatomy.
Sweet ad.
We're going to Advil.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm glad you enjoyed that ad. You know, it never gets tired of hearing that same ad over and over.
Now you're going to make me re-record it.
Before we get into some articles from Mississippi, we're going to do a fun little thing of 10 strangest things that ever happened in the state of Mississippi. We're not going to do all 10, but there's a few in there I feel like are honorable mentions that we should discuss before we get into the state. So we set a nice low bar of what we can expect. The first one is a hairy situation. The year was 1942, and even though America was in the midst of World War II, the residents of Pascagoula had something else in their minds. The
Pascuala?
Pascagoula? That's not Pascuala.
Venezuela.
It was Venezuela. Here, tell me what you think that says.
Pascagoula.
Pascagoula? Pascagoula.
I'm Googling this.
In Pascagoula, there was the Phantom Barber.
The Phantom Barber?
The infamous hairstylist would break into residents' homes and get to work cutting their hair off of sleeping victims. The Phantom Barber left behind very few clues. One of them was a single footprint. To this day, the Phantom Barber has never been identified.
It doesn't sound so much like a phantom as just a murderer.
A weirdo who steals hair.
It doesn't sound like he murdered anyone. It just sounds like he cut their hair.
Sleep. Oh, I didn't want that short.
Maybe he saw people around town and was like, oh, that's not the right hairstyle for them. They would look better like this.
So you're saying it's like a vigilante, but instead of solving crime, he's solving hairstyles.
Yeah, because people wake up and they're like, oh, whoa, who cut my hair? And then they look in the mirror and they're like, well, no, actually, this is pretty cool.
No, this is pretty good. Except that one guy who he just shaved like a penis on his head. He's like, this is not good. I cannot go to church this Sunday.
Not good. No.
No. 0 out of 10, would not recommend the Phantom Barber. This next article is looking to barter. In 2008, a county woman needed a vehicle, so she did just like anyone else and made an offer. And that's where the normalcies end. The woman attempted to sell her own granddaughter for a car and $2,000. Even stranger, police couldn't arrest the woman for trying to sell her granddaughter, since at the time, there was no law in Mississippi against doing so.
Huh.
2008. You could sell kids in Mississippi until 2008.
Loophole.
That's just... How does it go on for that long? That somebody's just looking at this like, this is fine.
How often has it come up?
It's a true statement.
That's a great point.
The other question is, how many states have that law?
You can't sell kids.
There's got to be something. There's got to be just some overarching law that's like, you can't sell people.
Some kind of federal law that perhaps came about during the Lincoln era.
You would think so, but you can if it's your own kin.
Mississippi's like, we want something that sets us apart.
We can sell kids.
Little Jimmy, come here.
It says, following this, this new case, a bill was signed by the governor that made the act punishable up to 10 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. So after she got the car and sold her kid. Yeah, it's granddaughter. You don't need your granddaughter. That's like,
dude, the people that bought the kid have to give the kid back.
I don't know. I hope so.
Going to assume that that child is up to the state at that point and is in the foster system.
But what if they were like, oh, we were just trying to adopt the kid?
It also sounds like the minimum selling price for a child is $20,000.
Apparently not to this lady.
Well, this lady clearly did not look very far into the future.
Rest in peace. In February of 2014, the family of Walter Williams got the surprise of their lives. It all started when he passed away in his home.
Oh.
Just like any other case, the coroner checked for a pulse and couldn't find one and was pronounced dead. The following day, as the funeral home workers were getting ready to embalm the elderly man, he started moving inside the body bag. The only explanation was that the coroner came up with was that the pacemaker that kept him alive suddenly came back online and brought him back to life.
Oh, good.
So I don't know how long you can not be moving blood in your body, but apparently you can just come back online.
Usually you come back with some
problems.
Sorry, guys. I just had to reboot there. System update, you know. You know how those goes.
Oh, God. So, yeah. So check your little pacemakers. I don't know what the model of that story is going to be. A nude dude with a tude. Montgomery County resident William Sean Mann decided to go for a Sunday jog naked. While on his frisky run, the 27-year-old attracted the attention of neighbors who called the police. Once police arrived, they tried to investigate the complaint, but were interrupted by the naked man jumping on the hood of the patrol car, followed by him climbing on the roof and then jumping on the officer's back, screaming, "Ride him!"
No.
Ride him!
That poor officer.
Police tasered Mann and then tried to handcuff him, but the suspect escaped again, this time in a patrol car. Mann eventually wrecked the patrol car, at which point he unsuccessfully tried to steal the truck of a bystander.
Why is he covered in oil? He's so slippery. That poor cop is just like, it's only Tuesday.
Stop.
Sir.
Why do all the naked guys climb on me?
Why is it always me?
Why am I always getting rude?
People say ride them. Now, before we talk about the next article, I need you guys to watch a 30-second video before we get into it.
Only if you watch the video I sent you.
I'm not invested.
That poor man. He just wanted lunch.
He just took his hamburger.
So the article title is, "Guy Complains That a Tornado Stole His Hamburger."
I'd complain too. I spent money on that.
So this was in 2011. A tornado hit Jackson, Mississippi a few days ago, and it caused a lot of damage, including putting a tree through Eric's, Hubbard's, living room and busting out the windows of the car where he and his buddy were eating lunch when it hit. But on top of all that, he tells the local newspaper, "The storm had the nerve to snatch my hamburger, fries, and drink right out of my hands, and he doesn't even know where it's at."
I feel like it would get lost in a tornado pretty quick.
It would instantly be gone. I don't know. First off, the burger's not staying together. Like, that thing is blowing apart in pieces. So if his idea was, "I'm going to go find those pieces and pick it up," no way in hell.
What they didn't show is right after he says this, then his friend is like, "Yo, it's over here. I found it."
"Hey, Kevin, you're never going to believe this.
It's always in one piece.
It was in the bird bath out back." Yeah, so apparently that sparked internet fame, later in the article it says. It was a top viral hit of 2011, circulating for up to 3 weeks on social media.
Never heard of it.
I haven't either. I think 2011, we would have been beginning of high school, so I don't know how in tune we were with viral trends then.
That is explicitly mid-high school for us. Mm-hmm. Like junior year.
I guess it would have technically been
end of
Eric, you're older than you think, apparently.
I'm older than I think. I was pretending like high school I thought was 45 years ago. So that's a fun little article. I thought it was funny, especially if you want to go listen to his video. He's very
flabbergasted.
He's flabbergasted.
This is the best way to say that.
Oh, absolutely. So before we do a statehood abroad, we're going to do one more thing, because we always find this interesting going from state to state, that there are certain town names that baffle us. Like, how do they really get their name?
Like Truth or Punishment?
I found an article this week called 15 Weird Mississippi Town Names and the Stories Behind Them. So we're not going to do all 15, but I'm going to pick out a few that I thought were exceptionally good town names and a quick description of it.
Pascagoula.
So one of the town's name is Arm.
Just Arm.
A-R-M, Arm.
Amazing. Amazing.
Even though the description isn't even good, you probably won't find many towns named after body parts. Well, this isn't one either. According to this website, Arm is located 7 miles southeast of Lawrence County. It was found in 1905. It is named after W.J. Armstrong, a citizen who owned land near the railroad. They decided not to use his full name because it was too hard to say, so they switched it to Arm.
I'm sorry, Armstrong is too hard to say?
Hard to say.
Armstrong. But
Pascagoula's fine.
Yes, but Armstrong needed to be shortened to Arm.
Wow.
Mississippi got a weird tongue.
I would say so. If you don't like Arm, Mississippi, maybe you like Busy Ton.
Do they?
Busy Ton. Not Busy Town.
Nope.
Busy Ton.
They forgot the W. It's Busy Ton.
Bissington.
Bissington is a lightly populated, unincorporated community in Calhoun County. According to the state history, it was around in 1865. It was named after a store in the town. They apparently liked the store name so much, they decided to name the town after it.
I'm sorry, the store's name was Busyton?
Busyton.
Ironically, went out of business.
It was.
What did they sell?
There's also Guntown. Bees.
Oh, Guntown.
Guntown, Mississippi.
Guntown.
I wonder how it got that name.
Rather American.
You think with all the Civil War history in Mississippi, this town's name would have to do with guns, but maybe not.
Oh.
Going to Frank Gallant.
Is it someone's name was Gunther, but it was too hard to say, so I chose Gun.
Gun
seems to be a theme.
The community was likely named after James Gunn, one of its original citizens. Though the town takes its name from a pioneer citizen, its water tower features its moniker with two guns above it. Gun Town's mayor, Gary Budd, has a different story.
Hey,
there are several different rumors. I don't know how many rumors come out of a town called Guntown. It says, the Board of Geographic Names in 1841 mentioned a name named Leighton Thomas, who started a general merchant store that it was only gun shop in the area. So they decided to call the town Guntown. Very original names.
Well, that's where I go get my gun. Guntown.
Let's see. There's also Pantherburn.
Did they burn a panther in Pantherburn?
It sounds like they might.
The old wives' tale for this place name is that a panther was terrorizing the town, and the residents caught it and put it in a barn and set the barn on fire. While watching the blaze, they yelled, "Burn, panther, burn," and the name of the town was formed.
I don't think I want to live anywhere near Pantherburn.
No. Sounds very bad.
Sounds bad.
No. Why? Why not just kill the panther? Why would you burn down a good barn? It just makes no sense.
We could also go to Duck Hill. You want to know how Duck Hill was named Duck Hill?
Someone's name was Duck.
Chief Duck, medicine man, and shaman lived in town. And some say at the top of the hill. The residents of the town decided to name the town after Chief Duck and decided to go with Duck Hill.
Yep.
Anthony the Wizard.
Yep. Yeah, so really good and good. And for the final one in this article, we're going to go to Shivers, Mississippi. You guys don't know how Shivers, Mississippi got its name?
Someone was named
really
Shivers.
Warm there. Someone was named Shivers. That shouldn't have been funny a second time.
A Mississippi town where it's actually cold? No, that's not where the name came from. Shivers is an unincorporated community located in Simpson County. According to the Simpson County Historical and Genealogical Society, it got its name in 1886 when Evan Chivers went to apply for a new post office. He put the name of the town down to Salem, but the U.S. Post Office changed it to Chivers to match his name.
Wow. Yep. That was right again.
Some good names. Yeah. So, yeah, there's some other ones in there. We didn't do the articles for him, but there's Rolling Fork, Mississippi, because a fork rolled off a table and they named it Rolling Fork.
Why didn't you put that one in one of the things instead of all these ones where it was people's names?
I don't know. So boring. There's Peddle, named after the mayor of Peddle. Money, named after a guy named Money.
So what we've discovered is like about 90% of all towns are named after whoever was there.
Some random person who happened to be there.
But they apparently never decided to go back and change it after history. So, yeah, so there's some fun names. What are you gonna change it to? Let's shorten up White House to just White. Battle Creek to just Creek. Let's keep getting shorter. So, yeah. That was fun town names. Will, do you have a fun statehood abroad for us?
Oh, boy, do I. So we've been to the UK a couple times. This time, I've got a Turkish man. Missing Turkish man joins search party for himself.
These people on vacation or other places who just forget what's going on entirely baffles me.
No, he's not on vacation. He's a local.
He's a local. Even worse.
A missing man in Turkey accidentally joined his own search party for hours before realizing he, in fact, was the person they were looking for.
Sounds about right.
Beyhan Mutlu had been drinking with friends on Tuesday when he wandered into the forest in Bursa province. Bursa being in the northwestern, yes, compass, northwestern portion of Turkey. When he failed to return, his wife and friends alerted local authorities and a search party was sent out. Mr. Mutlu, age 50, then stumbled across the search party and decided to join them.
Now, hold on. Let's stop there. So the search party is probably being given a description and possibly a photo of the man. He walks up to him and goes, "What you looking for?" They went, "Some old guy." And they went, "You can help us find him." He goes, "I'll help the search."
I don't but nobody knows know who they're they would have given him a description.
Would they give him a photo, though?
Probably not. I mean, walk through the woods, and if you find someone laying on the ground, that's probably him. Or if you're calling his name and he answers, that's probably him. That's the part that I find hard to believe, that they're calling his name and he just joins in, starts calling his own name. And then how long did it take them to figure it out?
They just say hours. But Anthony, being a wizard, the next line of the article, but when members of the search party began calling out his name, he replied, "I am here."
Oh, so no, it took them hours to start calling out his name.
Name?
Apparently.
Oh, hey, you. Hey. Oh, we should probably start using his name.
That way he knows who we're looking for.
He was taken aside by one of the rescue workers and to give a statement. He said, quote, "Don't punish me too harshly, officer. My father will kill me."
Why? So he's 50, right?
I love all of this.
Wow. Wild.
It's so good.
Was that a joke? Was he making jokes at the press conference to find him?
I don't know. Police then drove Mr. Mutlu home. It is not clear if he was given a fine.
A fine?
I don't know why he would be fined. He just drunkenly wandered off into the woods. That's just nature, baby.
Survival of the fittest, baby.
Baby.
Oh, right. So this week, we're going to do Only in Your State, Mississippi edition. But we're not going to do the typical Only in Your State or Silly America. We're going to go to our Mississippi home, a local arts culture website that describes the best things you can do in Mississippi. Now, you might be saying, Derek, the best things probably are weird. Well, this article is called 10 Unique Roadside Attractions in the South of Mississippi.
Let's be real. They've all been unique. Bad, but unique. By the strictest definition of the word.
By far. So, the first one we're going to do is the world's largest rocking chair. This 35-foot-high rocking chair was the world's largest in 1995. It was literally knocked off its rockers by Hurricane Katrina 10 years later, but was quickly restored and still stands in Gulfport today.
Womp womp.
So, as you can imagine, it literally is a giant rocking chair.
Oh, boy. It is quite large. There also seems to be a picture of a giant watermelon. What is that?
We'll get to it. Don't you worry. There is the massive shark head entrance. A massive shark head entrance decorates the front of Bullock's Shark Head gift shop. This toothy beast is 32 feet tall and 26 feet wide. Oh, and while you're there, just down the road, you'll find a giant walking gator mouth, too. Walk through a giant, snarling, cartoon-like gator to get into Bullock's souvenir shop.
Walk in gator mouth, not walking gator mouth.
Correct.
I was curious as to how that worked.
Yeah, so here's your image of the walk-in shark entrance.
Good.
It's about what you'd expect, I would say.
Looks very tourist towny.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is the massive pig on a station wagon. Are you looking for a giant pig on top of a station wagon?
Nope,
not usually.
Look no further than Slap Your Mama's Barbecue, Biloxi.
I'm sorry.
Slap Your Mama's Barbecue.
Somebody
slap, clearly. Slap, giant... clap, clap, clap.
Slap, slap, clap, 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 clap.
Somebody
barbecue.
Clearly majored in marketing.
This giant pink pig statue stands atop a 1950 station wagon just outside the restaurant. Oh, and be sure to grab some delicious barbecue while you're at it.
I mean, yeah. So, I need the picture of the hog, Derek.
I'll get you the picture of
the
hog.
Give me the hog. Oh, it's got the cuts of meats.
Oh, yep.
Etched out all over it as well. Slap your mama's barbecue. Why am I slapping my mother?
I don't know. It just sounds fun, I guess.
Are you slapping your mama or are you slapping,
An adjacent
her
mother?
Barbecue.
Because the table, you just slap your hand down on it.
Is that what
there
you're supposed to do at this
lack
restaurant?
Of punctuation that would denote otherwise.
As soon as they set down the barbecue in front of you, you just slap it.
They just bring
and
out a whole
sauce
brisket.
Just goes everywhere.
So they also don't give you silverware, so after you slap it, it's just there's no napkins. So you just got to keep going.
No, that's the thing. The whole point of the barbecue place is they slow roast it for days. So that when you go and you slap it, it all just falls apart. It's all nice and moist and tender. Bye, Derek. Oh, hey, look, it's Morgan.
I will now be taking over the podcast because my husband is... So I am now taking over the podcast.
Fantastic.
Because I don't know how long he's going
to be. Well, he left off showing us this picture of...
Slap your mama's barbecue.
That's disgusting.
A pig on top of a car.
Are these what you're going to do?
Yep.
Yes, this is what you're going to do. Though he did not open it with what you're going to do.
He didn't. It was slightly different because he was pulling them like, directly off of an article, apparently.
He called it an only in your state.
Only in your state?
Which I'm pretty sure is just the name of the website.
What you gonna do is
there
what
it is.
There
it is.
You just gotta add that in there.
Yep, I'm keeping
there
all
you
of
go.
This.
Then you there just gotta go. Add it in there.
We'll cut that into the beginning of it.
Mississippi.
What you gonna do, Mississippi?
There we go. Guest star, Morgan, Derek's lovely wife.
There you go.
In his absence.
And for our final one, we're gonna do giant watermelon. Watermelon, anyone?
Ah,
just north of the
we
coast,
came back to the watermelon.
In Seminary, stands a gigantic roadside watermelon. It once advertised a store called the Watermelon Patch, which is now rebranded as a boutique named Soul Sisters. Climb inside the watermelon for more fun Instagram-worthy selfies.
I'm not going anywhere near that watermelon.
Climb inside.
A watermelon named Soul Sisters.
Where do you get in? I don't, for that picture, is there a place where you climb into that?
No. It does look quite fun-sized, though.
Did I get the picture?
It's in the one with the rocking chair.
Oh. I gotta scroll back up for it.
I know, he's making us work for it.
He's gonna make it work for us.
You're making us
work for it. Okay, tonight. I see it now.
I am making it. So yeah. So that was Mississippi. What you gonna do? Statehood edition.
You didn't say that at the beginning, so I'm splicing in your wife saying it.
That's fine.
Yep.
So before we wrap up with my final article, which actually now looking at it, it's going to be very fitting to what just happened. What are some things I can't do in the state of Mississippi?
Oh boy. I got some laws here that will blow your mind.
And my ass.
Rule number one in Mississippi, you can't talk about whatever you're about to talk about.
When deciding where to keep your horses, remember that it is illegal to house them within 50 feet of any road.
So this one is worded rather interestingly because it says, be careful where you park your truck in Brandon, Mississippi. Though the reasoning behind it is a city law says it's illegal to prevent someone from walking down the street by placing a truck in their way.
Seems like a pretty good law.
It's weird that they say, be careful where you park your truck, as if you're just going to intentionally be obstructing people from walking down the street.
You're just at a stoplight.
Your path is blocked.
Done. Just yep. gets out and leaves.
If you are making a barricade, I don't think you care about laws at that point. And if you aren't making a barricade, I don't know why somebody can't just go around your truck.
Because it's so unlawful to make me work extra hard.
Claiming that you'll marry a woman just to seduce her is a crime.
Someone clearly has... This law was clearly pre-20th century or 21st century.
That's also definitely, no offense, but you could tell someone was scorned by a lover, and that is exactly why that law was written.
Damn you, Jacob.
Damn you, Jacob.
Juana Holton, no. In Ridgeland, Mississippi, it's illegal for a home to have exterior burglar bars that are visible from the street. Those violating this law will receive up to a $1,000 fine.
And be burgled themselves.
In case you're wondering, interior bars are just fine.
So you can't I guess it's an eyesore you have burglar bars.
They're worried about street appeal, yes.
I would say so. Now, here's the question. How unsafe is the area that it's okay to even have those, period?
Well, I feel like it should be okay to have them regardless. The question is, why do you need them?
Yeah.
If you interrupt a church service in Mississippi, you can be arrested by any private citizen.
Makes sense. Seems very Mississippi.
So the lady who you're gunning for her choir job sneezes, you arrest her because you interrupted the church service and you're the head of the choir.
So I am the head choir boy.
Your successor arrests you. I'm the pastor now. You sneezed.
Now, it says, according to one town's laws, so I don't know which town specifically, but any groom-to-be must prove himself manly before marriage by hunting and killing either 6 blackbirds or 3 cows.
Can you imagine if Farm goes out and there's just dead cows? He's like, damn it, those
I'm kids. A man.
Right of passage. I get it. I'm a...
He's got well,
the blood all over his head. I'm the man.
I'd think twice about cattle rustling. The crime for that is punishable by hanging.
I'm not rustling these cattle. I'm just killing them.
I'm killing them. But would you wrestle the rest of them by not killing them? I think you're gonna get hung. Oh, that seems a little bad.
What's the definition of rustling? Rustle.
What is the definition of rustling?
Googling it. Define.
I'm a real wrestler.
Stealing cattle.
Makes sense.
Yeah, it is just stealing cattle to then rebrand to make your own cattle.
Define. Well, I guess
you're just
rustling.
Killing them.
Yeah. If I'm killing them, I'm not selling them, and I'm not taking possession of them, so I think I'm fine.
Plans to organize, steal livestock forcefully from another person or from the grazing field. Yeah.
Okay. So you just shoot them in the field, you're fine.
Oh.
I will say probably 6 blackbirds is a little bit easier, but...
You think so? You know, catching six blackbirds?
It's not catching. It's killing six blackbirds.
Yeah.
So are you setting a blackbird trap and then you're shooting them? Or are you just walking around with like a slingshot and finding
probably
blackbirds?
Probably like a pellet gun. But, you know, less people get mad when you start shooting blackbirds instead of shooting somebody's cattle.
Instead of old man Jenkins' cows.
I had to shoot their cow so many times with that pellet gun. The same eye. Until it died.
Ugh. What's wrong with you?
That's the only way you can kill a cow with a pellet gun.
All right. In Winonia, it is illegal to honk a car horn. Any guess as to why?
You'll scare the cattle.
You'll scare the ladies.
You'll scare the horse.
No.
Because it could possibly scare a horse.
And it'll cause another traumatic event where the horse runs through downtown kicking people.
Correct.
Okay. Anthony, what you got?
In Columbus, Mississippi, the fine for shooting a gun in public is actually less than the fine for waving a gun in public.
Good.
So you can start waving it, but right before they arrest you, you shoot it real quick. That way it's less of a fine.
Do they compound?
I don't know.
I feel like they should compound.
Okay, so just don't wave the gun. Just shoot it. Just put it away. There was no waving.
Just in your pocket, just pop it. Just turns the holster up and just shoots in the air. Goes, ha-ha, I didn't wave it.
They don't know it was me.
Last one, Will.
I do have one that's really good.
Okay. We'll do one each more. Will you go first?
According to Mississippi law... No, wait, no. I got a better one. In Oxford, anyone who drives around the town square more than 100 times in one session is in violation of the law.
100 times. How big is their square?
Doing it one day.
I have no idea.
It's a 4x4.
The car's he's doing a burnout constantly.
All the shops on the square just watched one dude just go around and around.
Will
and
you
around
buy something,
for two
please?
Hours and was just like, stop it!
It's probably the first guy in town who bought a car back in the day, and he's just trying to show it off, so he's kept driving and driving. He's like, one more time. We're going to find him. 101. Rental. That's it. 100 was just the right amount.
Somebody's sitting there with one of those counters, just click, 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 click. That's it.
All right, Anthony, what's your last one?
Mississippi, it is illegal.
I thought you were about to make a guess after. guys, in Mississippi.
It is illegal to explain polygamy to someone.
Explain it?
The idea or the concept?
Those are the same word.
Okay. Now, the practice is illegal, it says outright, but then also it is illegal explain the practice to someone. Just hearing the words is enough to land you in jail.
You hear that, Mormons? Stay out.
Well, Mississippi is an oldie state. So
no,
it's
not one
sense.
Of the original 13 colonies. Cool.
Not one of the 13, but in Solaire, still one of the oldie states. Well, good. Well, that was a fun list of horses and cows and polygamy. So, for our final article tonight, this one is usually a lighter one than typically what I do for my final article. So, it might be a nice change of pace. Mississippi has been a lighter state, as the horrors in Mississippi have not been as directly funny. So, the headline for this one is, school fires assistant principal for reading, I need a new butt to children.
I've seen that book, the cover for it before, too.
It's
a series, apparently. Or there's at least one other book, because there's one that's I broke my butt.
I broke my butt, I need a new butt.
I need a new butt. I hate this. Who wrote this? Why does the person look like a ripoff of Bobby Hill from King of the Hill?
Does he need a new butt?
This came up once before, and I forget what caused me to look it up.
I want to know what you're reading.
Somebody made some kind of comment or something on one of the group chats, and my response was going to be a gif of the whitest kids you know, Abe Lincoln. He's breaking my butt. And when I searched that, this
don't
came
break
up.
My butt. Amazing.
So the article goes: the educator Dan told news outlets he thought fun books could help encourage a love for reading in children. A Mississippi assistant principal is out of a job after reading a children's book to a group of children. The educator Dan, The educator Dan was filling in for a special guest scheduled to read to a bunch of second graders over Zoom earlier this month after the guest didn't show up. Dan had texted his boss, so told him to go ahead and read to the kids himself. Quote, I wasn't planning on reading, but I went ahead and grabbed one of my books that I had nearby. One of my favorites, Dan told the outlet. Why is his favorite book? I need a new butt.
Dan,
what is going on with your life? The book was Don McMillan's I Need a New Butt, an illustrated picture book marketed towards elementary age audiences. It centers on a young boy who suddenly notices a problem with his butt. It has a crack.
Ha!
Good.
Dan says it's a hilarious book. He defended it as being just a funny, silly book that can help teach kids reading can be fun. It's a good starter book for your first out loud reading.
I will say the last picture that Will just shared with us is of the
audience. I have been slowly sharing illustrations from this book in
the
Discord.
The kid
silently
who
as
says
Derek
that he needs a new butt, and it's him in a knight's outfit, and he's bent over a little bit, and all he's saying is "oops," and it looks like there's an arrow that hit him in the butt.
Is that an arrow or is that a bolt flying out of his butt?
It might be a bolt.
I think it's a bolt coming out of his butt.
It does look like that.
The fact that he's like, yeah. Oops.
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 So the Zoom included.
This book has a troubling energy, and I am
not about
it. It
does have a very bad energy. The Zoom included more than 200 children from Gary Road Elementary School, which is part of the Hinds County School District System near Jackson, Mississippi.
Hinds Ketchup.
Dan told the New York Times that he expected a write-up after learning administrations were unhappy with his decision, not getting fired. I cried the entire way home, he told the Times.
Good.
The superintendent said in her termination letter to Dan that the reading caused unnecessary embarrassment or disparagement and displayed a lack of professionalism and impaired judgment on the assistant principal's part, violating the staff's code of ethics for educators. It's definitely a children's book. I don't know.
It's a bad children's book.
I get it's a bad children's book, but it's still geared towards kids.
Interesting.
The superintendent appeared to take issue with the book's reference to farting and its depiction of butts. She did not immediately respond to a request for a comment from the HuffPost.
Listen, this book has a lot of butts in it. I don't like farts.
There's a lot of butts. I'm not comfortable with my own. And so seeing a book full of butts doesn't make me happy.
I found some boomer memes about it.
I believe that 100%. Dan told news outlets that administrators were concerned about getting complaints from the parents, but said he was not aware of any complaints himself.
I never heard anyone complain my butt book.
My butt book.
Now, you know, maybe that's what got him into some hot water. Maybe when the superintendent called him up and asked, hey, what book did you read? Oh, I read my butt book. It's my favorite butt book.
Now, you understand why this is a problem, yes?
You hear what you're saying, correct?
I need you to say it again slowly.
Can you imagine the parents? Like, oh, the vice principal read you a book today. What was it? Oh, it was his butt. It was in a book. It was his butt book.
Whoops.
He showed us pictures of his butt book. Excuse me?
Whoops.
Yeah, one of them had a bolt coming out of it. I don't know what you're reading. McMillan's book has spawned several follow-ups from the New Zealand author, such as I Broke My Butt. The original, published in 2012, shows a child setting off to find a new butt. Will he choose an armor-plated butt, a rocket butt, a robot butt? Find out in this quirky tale of tale which features hilarious rhymes and delightful allusions.
Hmm.
Reads a description on the Dover Publishers website. Children and parents will love this book. No ifs, ands, or...
Nope.
Buts about it.
Literally, one of the illustrations is this child's butt is an art canvas for a very small artist. I don't understand what's going on.
This reminds me of if Tina from Bob's Burgers were ever to write a book, this is what she would
write. Yeah, yeah.
She likes butts.
One of them is just him standing in what looks like the fallout after a nuclear explosion. I don't know what that's about.
His butt broke, yeah.
He blew up and it killed the town. I like the one where it's a paper mache butt. Like he's just covered in glue and paper mache and he made a paper mache butt. That's not going to last in a water park.
No.
PEN America, a literacy nonprofit that advocates for freedom of expression, sent the district a strongly worded letter criticizing its decision and started an online petition against the teacher's firing. The group has also published a photo of
butts.
The administrator's letter to Dan, dated on March 3rd. Certainly, the book in question is meant to be humorous for a young audience, and fellow educators might reasonably question if it was the optimal choice for this particular occasion. But in positioning the act of reading a book as a violation of ethics, the district is implying that any educator could be terminated under similar circumstances, whether an anonymous source feels a book read to students is inappropriate for any reason.
If I were in this position, if I were getting actual complaints and a lot of parents calling me saying this man needs to be fired, I might fire him over this. If there aren't a whole lot of complaints being fielded and there's just more of what happened today at school, I'd probably just give him a stern talking to and be like, Dave, you know why this is a problem, yes? And I'd put him on a watch list for a long time.
Yeah. I think a firing is a very drastic step of, well, once again, if I know parents and students today, they complain about just about anything.
What?
So you're going to get complaints regardless, even if it was a good book.
What? Glances awkwardly at news.
Yeah. So I think it's funny they went straight to firing instead of like probation or unpaid leave or something, or just like, hey, don't do that again. Don't do the butt book again. So, yeah. So it pretty much goes on that Penn says, you know, such a president could be really readily abused and forced with unbridled discretion to censor the reading of books in schools, which says you shouldn't be doing. Obviously, there's banned books, but I feel like most of those books have a good reason other than a kid's book about butts. But yeah. So yeah. That was my final article for Mississippi. It was an interesting state to do research for. It was not as funny as I was imagining, but, you know, we got through.
Sad.
It was kind of a sad, yeah.
Mississippi saddest state? Did I use that as a title?
I think that was South Dakota or North Dakota is the saddest state. I think from just surveys. But yeah, that was Mississippi. So as we do wrap up, I want to thank Flip, the band out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that does our intro, outro, and ad music. I just listened to their stuff the other day. Very good. They're continuing to work with other artists in the Philadelphia and the surrounding area. So go give them a listen on Spotify or other listening platforms. So, yeah. Will?
Yeah, and if you want to send us any kind of article, abroad or otherwise, you can send them our way at thisisstatehood@gmail.com. Literally just send the location and your name. I'm expanding the list to abroads now. And we will give you a shout out on the podcast. Also, go rate us on Spotify because we can get 5-star ratings now. Do that.
Yep. Spotify ratings. As long as the article is not too grotesque or absurd or death.
You know what we like.
You know what we like. We're free.
Also, the 5-star rating system still seems to just be on Spotify mobile. In case anybody is vehemently trying to do it on desktop and wondering, I can't find the button.
It's not there. Can't find the sticker button. I was your host this week, Derek.
I was your co-host, Anthony.
And I've been here. And I've been Will.
Slap, slap, slap. Clap, clap, clap.
Stay weird, America.